That song is so sweet. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. I saw some new faces today. Well, by the way, we have a Bible study this morning with a Filipino group, and of course, I saw new faces also. So let's start with the Filipino group. We welcome you to church. This might be your first time to be the church. You just tell us your name. And all of these boys are from the Philippines. Mark brought them, and also Jello. Where's Jello? Went out. Okay, Jello went out. He also brought some of them. Sino ang mauna? Just tell us your name. Pwede man dyan lang. Lakasan boses lang. Raw voice. Good afternoon.
I am Mark Gilatore from the Philippines.
Okay, RG. Okay, RG. Okay, nice to meet you too, Samuel.
My name is Lemuel Ahara. I'm from Philippines.
Lemuel, okay, Lemuel. How about the other one? How about the other one in a blue? I read it. The other one, a new face after 1 year? Yay! Would you like to tell us your name?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Christopher. I'm from Philippines.
Yeah, he's my son. Yeah, Chris is my son. So I'm going to demand him to come to the front and say something. Yeah. Well, we've been praying for him, and first of all, I would like to thank you for really taking time to remember him in prayer. So, by the way, this is prayer time, a prayer request time, sharing your victories, or any just something you want us to know, just anything. But I'm going to demand that my son will come here and tell us how you feel. Come here now.
So good afternoon, everyone. Once again, I'm Chris. First of all, I thank the Lord for bringing back to Japan. Thank you for praying me always, especially my mother, Michelle. Well, even though I only stay for 2 weeks, so far I am enjoying my time here. By the way, my prayer request is for my education. Previously, my grades in the university during second semester was in dangerous line, but God's grace, I passed all my subjects. From next month, the class will start again, so please continue to pray for me. That's all for my praying request. Thank you.
Yeah. Dangerous line. I was also feeling in danger, thinking about his grades. Well, for those who do not know, my son went back to the Philippines to study the university last year, 2018. So, yeah, I'm so happy I cannot remember dates. Yeah, very, very happy. I'm very happy that he's back, even though it's just for 2 weeks. I'm so glad he kind of have that feeling of being at home again. So, again, thank you so much for praying for him. Well, yeah, so much for Filipinos. Let's go to the other side of the world. Yeah, I saw some new faces here. Maybe I was absent when you were here, or what? Is this your first time? Okay. Okay, welcome to Church Will from Philadelphia, just the neighbor of Philippines. Yes. So, yeah, just the temperature is different. But the spelling is very close, yo. Yes. Okay, so do we have another? Would you like to introduce yourself? Oh, this is your second time in Nitaki Green Chapel. Okay, welcome again. All right. PPP. Philippines, Philadelphia, and Pennsylvania. So other else from other P? All of us are from Papan. Okay, thank you so much for coming again to our church. Welcome back. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have anything else to share? Maria is always laughing. Maybe she's very happy. Do you have something to share for us? All right. Okay, I'll give you the floor to really share. Yeah, just victories or answered prayers or anything that you want to request for the family to pray. Okay.
My name is Tim. I'm the same as you, Michelle. Days are just swimming around in my head. I can't remember all the specific days. I wanted to talk about my son, so maybe you can find out the exact days from Art. But my son left Art's house. He went to Osaka. He slept at my older daughter's apartment one night, and then he told her he was coming back here, but he didn't come back. He stayed in Osaka for, I guess, what was it, about another three days or so, something like that. His phone was stolen, so he didn't have a phone. And then he, I have to give a little bit of background. There's a missionary couple. They're not missionaries now, but they were missionaries in Japan in the early 90s. And we knew them then when we lived in Kyoto. And our family would go over and visit their family. We did that a number of times in the early 90s. Micah and Gina, our older kids, were pretty small then and played with their kids. They had two kids. They left Japan in the year 2000, went to China. They were in China for about 14 years, came back to Japan. They were living in Shiga Prefecture near Lake Biwa. So they came back to Japan in 2014. Micah was at a vocational school in Osaka at that time, and he started having some problems in school back then, and the wife, her name is Debbie, she just started feeling a real burden for him. She knew him when he was really small, playing with her kids, and over the years as we kept in touch, and she just was really praying for him. She invited him to come and stay with her back then. That was probably back in about 2015, I think it was. And so Micah went into a lobby of a hotel and found a computer there, got online to Facebook and sent a text message to her, to Debbie, through Messenger, asking if he could come up and stay. And so she sent her son down, who met him there, and brought him back up, and he's with her now. He's staying, and they have a separate guest room that he's staying at. And I tried to explain to Debbie the situation. My wife has also communicated with her that where our son is at right now, what he needs, and she told me that she sees this as kind of just the in-between temporary kind of a holding pattern waiting period, that she's praying and she's really trying to encourage Micah to make a decision and make a commitment and take action on it, and she's really praying for that. So just appreciate your continued prayers for our son Micah as he's with our friend Debbie in Shiga. Thank you.
good afternoon. I'm Cherry. So our vacation here in Japan is over. So we'll be going home to the Philippines on Tuesday, May 28th. So please help us pray for our safe flight going home to the Philippines. And I have a little update on my laboratory test. So just yesterday, last Friday, I performed a laboratory test here in Japan about my lipids profile. And praise God, because my uric acid, cholesterol, and triglycerides is all in normal, together with my high blood pressure. It is in normal now, but the only problem is my HDL. The good cholesterol is in below minimum. So it's the minimum is 40. So it's only 34. So maybe because of my strict diet. So I need to based on my research, I need to eat more omega-3, like salmon and then nuts. So thank you for your prayers.
Good afternoon to everyone. I'm Mark Andrew. I just want to praise God because finally God answered my prayer to bring my coworker here, because they're already two months here, and then they will work here for 3 years, hoping that in these 3 years of working here that I can bring him them always here. And also please pray for that now we can do Bible study now, because I have already back up. Before I'm so afraid, because it's hard to do the Bible study in the house, because some of them are not Christian. Yeah, and then please continue praying for that we can continue a small group in our dorm, because we are already 50 people there living together. And also please continue praying for my brother-in-law, Roderick Austria, and then continue praying for his fully healing about the operation of the before last time, the brain, because of the motor accident. And yeah, praise God that God used me again to bring that three my coworkers, my brother. Thank you, God.
Shared something about if you could remember Riden. So Riden is back in the Philippines. Right now he has some problems about his work, like some pending. His job was, he actually had a job, but For a while, it has been pending, and they're being stopped. They don't have job work right now. Maybe legal issues or whatever, I don't know, but there are some kind of problem between the employer and the government, or I don't know what really the details, but that's the situation. So he is asking for prayer for him. Please remember him in your respective prayers. And also he has some, oh yeah, this is real, family life in-law problems. Yeah, so when you're living with your in-laws, so of course there would be problems. So, yeah, maybe we could pray for wisdom for him and also health issues. His previous ailment before, was it in the back, like back aches? So maybe it has recurrently surfaced, maybe because of the job also, heavy job, heavy work. Okay, so we have few prayer requests here. So if you could look at your bulletin, at one side of, or maybe at, this is the back part of your threefold bulletin, there are some prayers and praises here listed. So if we could not cover most of this or some of this, please remember to pray for all these items when you spend time prayer personally, independently, okay?